mentioned.
Yes, he did.
He knew, right?
At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of February 12th, 2018. The time is now 6 p.m. 2.0, at this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda and posted in accordance with law. Is there anybody who signed up to speak before the meeting?
No, ma'am.
Okay, 3.0. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
We've had 4 zoning cases go to City Council since we last met. The first one was what you saw a couple months ago in regards to the dumpster enclosure amendments to zoning. That did pass at City Council last week on second reading. We also had the rezoning at the abandoned animal rescue facility from agricultural to general retail. That passed as well as the conditional use permit on that same property for the mini warehouse self-storage facility. And the last thing that council heard last week was the reserves at Spring Lake rezoning from agricultural to single family 20. You heard that case back in October. Council decided to table that case for 120 days, so they'll see that probably in June. I also want to point out that there are no zoning cases next month. We'll probably have a few plats that we'll meet, but if we don't have any plats, we'll definitely reach out to you and cancel the meeting. The last thing I wanted to mention is we did have six stakeholder meetings last week, and it was as we kicked off the comprehensive plan. We had great meetings with did we ever get a final head count? We probably had 70, 80 people at least over 6 meetings and went through different topics. So very fulfilling. We got a lot of data pulled together and to really come up with a vision for Tomball. We have a tentative date scheduled for the open house, which I want to make sure we get the word out. All you guys will hopefully be able to attend. We're looking at probably the Thursday, I don't know what the exact date, the Thursday after, is it the Thursday of the German Heritage Festival?
Yeah, I think it's the 22nd.
The 22nd. It's not firm yet, but once it is firm, which we hope in the next couple of days, we'll definitely reach out to you guys, and we haven't decided on what location that's going to be at yet, so we got about a little over a month to get that started, but we'll have a bunch of information at that meeting, a lot of boards, a lot of information that was talked about at a lot of these meetings, so we're looking for more feedback from not just you guys, but the entire community.
Okay, and will you have a preliminary report on those meetings that you've already held that you'll send out prior to that?
Yeah, it's essentially a summary. Our consultant will be there, city staff will be there, we'll explain what we talked about and some of the things that were high on everybody's list to in the update of the plan. A lot of that will be presented at that meeting.
Okay. And will we be able to get anything in advance of that meeting?
I don't know what deliverables we'll have before then. We're not going to have an update to the plan before then, but we might have some deliverables that I can share, such as there may be some files with the graphics that we're going to be on the boards that I could share with you. But we're in the stage of kind of putting it all together right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. 4.0, consideration approved the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of January 8th, 2018. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I make the motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. New business, 5.1, consideration to approve final plat of Neri Casa, a subdivision of land containing 1,000 acres, 43,560 square feet of land in the Jesse Pruitt Survey, A629, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have the report, please?
Good evening. The first plat on the agenda is Neri Casa, a replat. It's located on the north side of Mahaffey Road, east of Huffsmith Corville. It's located in the city's ETJ. One lot is being created with a total acreage of 1.0002 acres. This is a copy of the plat that was submitted for approval. And community development recommends approval with the following contingencies: provide tax certificates, pay the correct fees, update the legal description for area accuracy, and submit to Harris County for approval.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.2, consideration to approve final plat of Vasquez at Percival, being a replat of lots 36 and 37, block 100. Revised map of Tomball is recorded in volume 4, page 25 of the plat records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes. The next plat on the agenda is Vasquez at Percival replat. It's on the south side of Percival Street, west of Poplar. It's zoned SF6. One lot is being created of 0.1600 acres. This is the copy of the plat that was submitted for our approval. And Community Development recommends approval with the following contingencies: provide tax certificates and title report, pay the correct fees, remove the old internal lot lines, correct floodplain note, add a 10-foot City of Tomball utility easement on Percival, correct the legend, and fix typos.
Thank you. Okay. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay. 5.3, consideration to approve zoning case P18-004, request by Ahmad Aslam to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 3.32 acres of land legally described as lots 11 and 12, Block 6, Main Street, Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the southeast corner of Barber Street and Lawrence Street, from the single-family 6th District to the Old Town Mixed-Use District. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Okay. This is an aerial image showing the property. It's outlined in red. The site is currently undeveloped. Not much background here. We met with the applicant last month to discuss an office development on the site and informed him that a rezoning was required. The property is zoned single-family 6. Properties in the immediate area are zoned single-family 6 and Old Town and mixed use. Properties in the nearby area are also zoned general retail and even some commercial on 2920. The future land use map designates the property and all surrounding properties as mixed use. The nature of the Old Town and mixed-use zoning district is to be a mixture of residential and non-residential uses integrated together throughout the district. The surrounding land uses in the area include single-family residences, a few medical office buildings, and an auto body repair shop to the north. The uses permitted in the Old Town and mixed-use district do appear appropriate for the area. Again, the property is designated mixed-use, which is intended for a mix of office, retail slash commercial, and high density residential. Another goal of the comprehensive plan, I wanted to mention, it also endorses the continuation of the mixture of uses throughout the Old Town and Mixed Use District. Public notification was met for this request, and we did receive one public comment form in support of the request. City staff does recommend approval. The request meets the goals of the comprehensive plan. It's in conformance with the future land use map, and it is appropriate with the surrounding land uses and the surrounding zoning districts. And the applicant is here to address the commission.
Okay, will the applicant please step forward to present your case, state your name and address for the record,
Hi,
please.
Hi, Ahmad Aslam, 911 Barbara Street. We are basically building an office for our non-clinical staff to have some of the non-clinical staff there. And it's close to our current we have a medical office just close by, which is a cardiology office. We practice out of that. and that's why we're requesting the, for the building of the office, we're requesting rezoning. If any question, I can answer those.
Oh, we'll do that after we do the public hearing.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The public hearing on zoning case P18-004 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:11 p.m. Is there anybody here who would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Do you have anybody signed up?
No, ma'am.
Nope. Okay. Public hearing is now closed. Since we have no one who would like to speak, the time is now 6:11. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P18-004?
I make the motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions? Okay. Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 4-1.
Thank you. 5.4, consideration to approve zoning case P18-008. Request by Daniel and Rebecca Morgan to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Court of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 1 acre of land legally described as lots 7, 8, 9, and 10, Block 8, Main Street Addition, and Track 11A, 11B, 12A, and 12B, Block 8, parts of lots 11 and 12, Main Street Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the east side of Raymond Street between Barber Street and Alma Street from the single-family 6th District to the Old Town and Mixed-Use District. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Okay. This is an aerial image showing the properties, I should say. There are multiple lots that add up to about 1 acre of land in total. These are some images of the properties. I believe this is from Alma Street, and this one are taken from Raymond. Again, not much background here. We met with the applicant last month and discussed rezoning, so here we are. The property is zoned single family 6. Surrounding properties are zoned single family 6, Old Town and mixed use, general retail, and commercial. The future land use designates the property and all surrounding properties as mixed use. The nature of the Old Town and Mixed Use District is to be a mixture of non-residential and residential uses integrated together throughout the district. Some of the established land uses in the area include office buildings, a restaurant across Alma Street, a church, and single-family residences. It does appear that the uses permitted in the Old Town and Mixed Use District are appropriate for the area. The future land use designation of mixed use is intended for a mix of offices, retail slash commercial, and high-density residential. This request does meet the future land use designation. The conference plan also endorses the continuation of a mixture of uses throughout the zoning district. Public notification was met for this case. We did not receive any public comment forms, and city staff does recommend approval. The request meets the goals of the comprehensive plan. It's in conformance with the future land use map. It's appropriate with the surrounding land uses and the surrounding zoning districts. And the applicant is here to address the commission.
Will the applicant please step forward and present your case, state your name and address for the record?
My name is Dan Morgan. I live at 26407 Dobbin Huffsmith, Magnolia, Texas. And we're hoping to change the zoning because the houses, we've owned them for close to 20 years now. We've been here in Tomball. They're older homes built in the 40s and the 50s. They're becoming harder and harder to keep up, and the infrastructure for these homes, the electrical, plumbing, HVAC, is a challenge to keep the code and properly have them used for a rent property. And we feel like the land would be better served as the Old Town multi-use property so that it could be changed into something that would better serves the community, and that piece of property location is, as you see, close to downtown. It's surrounded by mostly commercial properties, and we feel like it would be used better for this purpose.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P18-008 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:16. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. I have no one.
Okay.
There's no one here? Okay. All right, there are no comments. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:16. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P18-008?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there a second?
Second.
Go ahead. There, got it.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there any discussion or questions?
I've got one question. This is just one block over from our previous case.
Correct.
What's in between? I can't tell from the aerial.
The other half of this block is zoned SF6.
Right. SF6, so those are private residences?
Yes.
And there are homes on those properties?
There are homes. Let's go to the aerial image. It looks like there's, I don't know, four, maybe five homes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the location of the...
Right, and there's one house on that side of the road, right? Yeah, it's on the other side of the parking lot.
Okay.
But no one came back and had any... thing to say, negative or positive.
So when you send out the notices, they go to the property owner's right, not the resident that's actually in the property if it's a rental.
Correct.
Got it. Thank you. Anybody else have any questions or discussion?
No further questions.
Well, so by zoning this Old Town mixed use, they can go residential or they can go commercial, as they said, mm-hmm. Correct?
They can go single family, multifamily, or, yeah, commercial.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. At that time, will they have to come before us and ask for a zoning change? They don't, do they?
Because if it's approved, they'll just submit, I'm sure, a plot to engineering and then... mm-hmm. Site plans to
right.
Planning, engineering, and fire if they do commercial.
Okay. Well, I'll state that, to be really truthful, I do have a concern because we are losing so much of the residential in the Old Town mixed-use area. While I understand the applicant's rationale, so it's just my opinion. So, okay. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, please enter your votes now.
Motion carries 4-4, one against.
Thank you. Okay. All righty. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank y'all very much. Time is now 6:19.
Great.